This hour's new sponsor is Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Prioritize your dental health with Dr. Bills and Bad Axe Family Dentistry of Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. According to Huron County Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen, the sheriff's office lobby will be under construction starting Tuesday, April 16th, and will be continued through Friday, April 19th. During this time, the records lobby will be closed to the public and the front door will be locked. Unfortunately, the sheriff's office will not be able to do fingerprints until the project is completed. Please call 989-269-6500 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. to make an appointment for the following weeks. If you need a gun permit or to fill out a FOIA request, again, you can call 269-6500 between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and someone will assist you over the phone. And last month, the Sinala County Sheriff's Posse showcased their equestrian skills at the Michigan Horse Expo in Lansing, alongside over 58 mounted division members from law enforcement agencies across the state. Led by Sinala County Posse Commander Jared Stull, the team's dedication to detail during the uniform inspection earned them a commendable fourth place trophy. This month, don't miss the Sheriff's Posse's annual fundraiser at the Elk Street Brewery and Tap Room on Thursday, April 18th, from 4 until 8 p.m. Join us in celebrating and supporting the dedicated community volunteers of the Sheriff's Posse, whose outstanding efforts range from event support to search and rescue operations, all serving our community. And there will be a new sheriff in town in 2024. Tuscola County Sheriff Glenn Skrent is not seeking re-election after more than 46 years of service in law enforcement. During his career in the sheriff's department, he has held the positions of deputy corrections, dispatcher, detective, and undersheriff. Skrent, a Lincoln Park native, had planned on being a conservation officer but ended up in forestry management. It was while working in that position, he witnessed troopers and canines working the woods, looking for a murder suspect that sparked his interest in law enforcement. His first job was with the Cass City Police Department. Due to Skrent's retirement, there are three contenders for the position. Two of the contenders for sheriff are from within the department, and the other is a Caro businessman. Lieutenant Jail Administrator Brian Harris, who is a 20-year veteran of the department, is running to replace his boss. Sergeant Ryan Robinson, who has been with the department for 18 years and is a canine handler, is a contender also. And the third candidate is Brandon Putman, who is running on the platform of being a constitutional sheriff. His background is as a businessman. A constitutional sheriff's goal is ensuring public safety, protecting civil rights and liberties, and upholding the United States Constitution. The position of sheriff will be on the August and November ballots and is a four-year term. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Spring is in the air and smiles are shining brightly. Welcome the season of new beginnings with Bad Axe Family Dentistry, where we're ready to help you achieve the bright, healthy smile you deserve. Say goodbye to the remnants of winter and hello to a fresh start with our expert dental care. From routine cleanings to advanced cosmetic procedures, our friendly team is here to make sure your smile blossoms this spring. Imagine strolling through the park feeling confident and carefree, knowing that your smile is as radiant as the springtime sun. At Bad Axe Family Dentistry, we're committed to helping you achieve your best oral health so you can enjoy every moment of the season. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today and let us help you welcome spring with a smile. Bad Axe Family Dentistry, where brighter days begin. Visit us online at badaxefamilydentistry.com or call 989-269-9704 to schedule your appointment. Bad Axe Family Dentistry is your trusted partner for a healthier, happier smile this spring.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Authorities say a Michigan man and his dog have been rescued from the icy waters of an inland lake in the state's Upper Peninsula. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office said 56-year-old Thad Cooper of Michigamme Township was there searching for his dog Friday afternoon when he saw its head poking above the ice far from shore on Lake Michigamme. Cooper kayaked onto the lake to try to rescue the dog, but fell in himself and could not get out. The sheriff's dive team reached Cooper with a flotation board and pulled him to shore. The dog then was also rescued. Three first responders needed medical treatment. And it seems Americans don't think they're particularly well-rested. A new poll says that a majority of Americans say they would feel better if they could have more sleep. But in the U.S., where the ethos of grinding and pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps is ubiquitous, getting enough sleep can seem like a dream. The Gallup survey found 57% of those surveyed agreed that getting more sleep would help, while only 42% said they are getting as much sleep as they need. That's a first in Gallup polling since 2001. Younger women under 50 were especially likely to report they aren't getting enough rest. And Donald Trump's history-making criminal trial is set to start Monday with a simple but extraordinary procedural step that is vital to American democracy. A group of regular citizens, Trump's peers in the eyes of the law, will be chosen to decide whether the former president of the United States is guilty of a crime. The process of picking a jury could take a few days. Lawyers on both sides of the case will have limited opportunities to try and shape the panel in their favor. The court will seek to get people who are willing to put their personal opinions aside and make a decision based on the evidence. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news sponsor is Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Prioritize your dental health with Dr. Bills and Bad Axe Family Dentistry of Bad Axe.